flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
216-474-0092. A lot of reaction coming into Miles' comments. Also, send your reactions in. The coming in hotline, 92.3 The Fan, on the free Odyssey app. There's a listen live button. You can listen live. We hope you do on the free Odyssey app. I got a person in St. Louis, Missouri I'm about to take here. They're listening on the app. Yeah, and listen live. And then you can hit that microphone. It's the coming in hotline. 30 seconds, bing, bang, boom. Go ahead and do it. Who do you want to be the Cavs enforcer come playoff time? Put that in there as well. A lot of people saying George Niang. Mostly because we have to dump him half the times he comes on the show. Because, you know, he drops a lot of F-bombs. He's a free cusser, Anthony. George Niang. 216-474-0092. I got some audio that people need to hear. Of a former general manager coming up in just moments that might change your thoughts on a quarterback in this draft. Also, the Cavs need to change history coming up at 8:20. 216-474-0092. Carl in St. Louis, Missouri. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Carl.
It's Carl with an F. But anyway, Miles Garrett.
It's what?
What's,
wait, I'm sorry.
So Charles?
What? Charles?
What? Scarl?
What's your name? Did I lose him?
Can you hear me?
I got you. What's your name? Oh,
hello.
Get him back, Mitch. Get him back. What is the usually? Mitch hears him wrong, and then we just move on. I'm sorry, Nate in Cleveland. Hello. Go ahead. That was nicely produced. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Not as good as Charles or Farrells or whoever it is over in St. Louis, Missouri. But go ahead.
Oh man. Well. I'm up here at the local Ford Union, just got done plowing it, laying down some salt, and I'm listening to what you guys are saying about Miles Garrett.
Are we laying down BS about Miles Garrett while you're laying down salt?
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, I tell you what, it doesn't make me feel better about the things that he's saying about how we're not that far off. Well, hell yeah, it does, because if he wasn't saying that, then guess what? He'd be asking for a trade to another team.
Don't you think he would after 8 years if he didn't think there was anything there, he'd ask for a trade? Because, you know, Lama asked me this question, Nate, before like the last segment, the end of the last segment. You had said what, Anthony? What did you say? You said, is this just a tactic to get
because we're already hearing about he's going to get a massive, massive new contract, and this is going to really be a headliner contract for the defensive players.
Couldn't he be traded and still get a contract somewhere else? Is that not a possibility? Like, couldn't he go? I mean,
sure,
guy
but
like
you always
that,
want it sooner. You want the money sooner than later.
Obviously, but I mean,
by the way, if I were Miles, I would ask for a guaranteed contract. How could the Browns say no? What would the Browns do if Miles Garrett and his agent said,
you're giving a lot of
ideas. In fact, not only I want to be the highest paid defensive player, I want to be one of the highest offensive players. What would the Browns say? No? Okay, trade me. What leg do the Browns have to stand on? Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, man. You know, if I was Miles Garrett, I'd do the same thing. You know?
Damn it. Stop giving him ideas.
I want that guaranteed
pay the
money.
Man.
Hey, I'm defensive player of the year, multiple running times. This year, I'm a candidate on a 3-14 team, just exactly like you said. And it's like, hey, if you're not going to go out and get this guy, then what do we have to look forward to? But if you got this guy out here and he's talking to the media and he's saying that we're not that far off, and you know that they have good talks going on in the office, and we at least have some sort of a glimmer of hope, and that's all we need.
So, Nate, don't you want that good talk from the Browns organization? Because I don't think we've gotten it.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot that we're going to want to get, but we're just not going to get, and that's the harsh reality.
Hold on. Nate, you don't want to hear that crap. You do not want to hear them come out there and give you the good talk. You just want them to show you the results. If they, right. What are they going to say that's going to make anybody happy? If they come out there and say all that stuff, and Nate, thank you very much for the call. If they come out there and say all that stuff that you just put out there, Anthony, they are going to get killed in the media. They're going to get killed by the fans on the calls. I mean, they're going to, no, they can't come out there and say that. They know that they got to speak softly and make some moves and try to carry a big stick.
That's what I mean. It seems like a tough sell, but if you really buy
guaranteed contract,
that really Myles Garrett has, well, especially now that we hear there's cap relief and financial relief because of insurance that could be purchased, I'd be like, yeah, go purchase that insurance. Pay me.
Oh, who's to say they haven't got insurance already on Myles Garrett?
Okay, so then even more so, give me a guaranteed contract. You guys are the team that decided you thought it was going to give guaranteed contracts. Don't you think it'd be a good idea to give the guaranteed contract to the guy who is a guaranteed great player on this team right now?
Well, I got nothing.
They get a piece of that contract, Myles?
Is that why they're playing in England this year? The Lloyds of London connection?
Why not?
Stop giving up ideas.
I am a little.
We ain't giving out any more guaranteed contracts in this league.
If anybody in the league, on it. How many guys in the league right now,
like front load the contract, just take out some insurance.
How many guys in the league right now could ask for a guaranteed contract and not get the phone hung up on them or get scoffed at?
Miles,
it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
it's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the entire organization there in Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow already
got them to sell the naming rights to the stadium.
Miles might be the only non-quarterback who can do that because of the situation the Browns are in. Damn you. Well, still, if he didn't like it here, he could say
he couldn't
ask for a guaranteed contract anywhere else.
I agree. He obviously likes it here. Is it because he likes the way the Browns conduct business, how he feels within that building, his camaraderie with his teammates, the city, his stake in the Cavs? I mean,
I think it's all those things mixed up.
I do think that's important, and I don't want to minimize any of that. That stuff is all awesome. It also gets used against you when you're asking for a guaranteed contract. If you can't get those things elsewhere.
Well, you want to do Champions Pose or?
No. No, I got
nothing to fight you on it. I don't even want to fight you on it. Just I never thought about it in that way. So we move on. Around the AFC North coming up at 8:00. What percentage of the fans do you think want to take a quarterback at the top at the number 2 spot? What percentage of the fans listening right now want to take a QB?
At first I thought it was like
got more caps for everybody at 8:20, but go ahead.
At first I thought it was like 5%. It does seem once it got trotted out for you, all the different possibilities,
5%.
And Kyler Murray gets brought up yesterday, and Sam Darnold after the collapse at the end of the season, the final 2 games, when I bring up Derek Carr, that gets laughed out of the room. With these options continue to emerge. Kirk Cousins had a career-worst year. Looks like he's immobile and never really healed up, and he's getting older.
Do people think that they
I think people are starting to think more about that.
Do people think they have to start the quarterback that they get at number 2 in week 1? Like, I've never advocated for that.
No, not necessarily.
I do not think that that's – like, some people have said that. I go, no, I totally disagree. Well, do you think that we can raise
– Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That up a little bit because I think that some people, if you don't like Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, then you just don't like him, and this isn't a thing to get you to like those guys. But you know, Ryan Wilson, who we had on yesterday, I always listen to the shows these guys host afterwards, just to see if they mention us, just to see if they say anything about us afterwards. And Ryan didn't, even though, God, he got a lot of conversation started both with us for the rest of the day and the afternoon drive where they were talking about Kyler Murray, which it wasn't much of a conversation to me, but boy, there were some people worked up about Kyler Murray, which, by the way, Kyler Murray and Myles Garrett are good buddies. That's another big matzo ball hanging out there. But he hosts the show with Rick Spielman, who's a former NFL general manager and one of the people who are conducting the search for the New York Jets. This is not a sell on either one of these quarterbacks at the top of the draft by Rick Spielman. In fact, he does not like Cam Ward. And he has said it many times. He despises that Cam Ward sat out the second half of that bowl game. And I'm thinking, hey, just let me hear Cam Ward out first. And it's like Rick Spielman's going to ask him. Because I don't know what type of role he's getting with the Jets here, but there's going to be some sort of a role here that Rick Spielman has. So this is a guy who has a foot in with an NFL organization, local guy, Rick Spielman, from Northeast Ohio. I want you guys to hear not about these quarterbacks in this draft. I want you to hear about a quarterback in next year's draft. Hit it.
I would say that wait for the pitcher, because Carson Beck had a lot of good things. He had the crappy game against Texas, but then he rallied and started playing really well towards the end of the season. Then he tore his elbow up, in a SEC championship game. So I think the best thing that he did was go back. He's going to be down at the University of Miami. They seem to have a little fund for quarterbacks down there. Cam Ward last year, now Carson Beck this year. Cam Ward really helped his stock. I think Carson Beck's going to do the same thing, and I will bet you now he will be on top of our board next year at this time.
That's a free Odyssey app podcast. I don't have any faith in Carson Beck. I think 2/3 of this room is really against Carson Beck. I don't know what Mitch is thinking in there, but I'm only going by 2/3 of this room. Mitch, you're okay. 3/4 of this show are down on Carson Beck. It's not about Carson Beck. I think it's about Arch Manning. I think that there's a lot of people in the NFL who are not sold that he's just going to come out in the 2026 draft and he's going to solve everybody's problems. The Manning family have enough money. They have enough wherewithal to get him the proper coaching that he already has had throughout his entire life to hone those skills. And I think they are in absolutely no hurry. I mean, Carson Beck, you hear some of the money that he's been offered here and some of the money being thrown around where Quinn Ewers, if he goes back to college, could get somewhere around $4 to $6 million. Quinn Ewers could do that. I'm thinking, what could Arch Manning get? Say Texas goes and runs the table next year. Is he going to get $10 million to go back to the University of Texas for the 2026 season? He is in no hurry. So I think a lot of people have gotten in their heads going, hey, this team, this organization is a wash. They're going to waste our time in 2025. Fine, waste our time. They're going to get themselves canned in 2025. We'll have a new general manager. We'll have a new head coach. This team is terrible. We're going to get ourselves Arch Manning. I don't believe you have the time for that. And I believe that that's what Rick Spielman is telling you. So, I can't tell you that one of these guys at the top of this draft are going to take over and we are going to just be counting our championships for the rest of our lives. But I'm telling you that if Carson Beck is at the top of next year's draft, fine, count me in for this quote-unquote circus of Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, please.
Well, I've heard the way people talk about next year's draft, they're like, next year is the big quarterback draft with a bunch of names. And I think what happened was...
You got 216-474-0092. What do you think of Drew Aller?
This is the
what
point,
what do you think
right?
of Garrett Nussmeier?
This is the point. I think, obviously, right now you've seen the flaws in almost all their games. Or really, Arch Manning, you haven't seen the flaws because he's only started two games.
Exactly.
So I don't think any team is thinking tanking right now in the NFL for next year's group, assuming that there's a Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck. At least in name
yes.
only,
yes.
In stock, yes. right?
But I think that the fans are thinking about
but
Arch Manning.
Fans are doing it. Yes, fans are doing it. I think some GMs have got to be telling their owners, like, hey, there's no guarantee. Like, Trevor Lawrence wasn't a guarantee, as it turns
Justin
out.
Justin Herbert.
Looking back.
I mean, look at Justin yeah. Herbert. There's going to be flaws in that
yes,
game.
Yes.
They've had to not resurrect his career, but God, he threw four interceptions the other day.
And what if, you know, it's so funny about this, too. What if Shedeur Sanders went back? What if he went back to college and had another year at Colorado, and then they had even a better year? Like, then Shedeur Sanders would be at the top of that group.
Yeah.
So you just get him this year.
So I, what I'm saying, like, this is not a full-throated endorsement for the two top quarterbacks, but what I'm pointing out is that there's not going to be anything perfect, and if you're waiting for the perfect draft, that's all we're going to be doing is waiting. Because I'm telling you right now, Owen does not like Carson Beck. I do not like Carson Beck. Mitch doesn't like Lima. Are you open to it? To Carson Beck? Because I'll tell you right now, when a guy already comes out and says, I don't really like watching film, we're done here.
Obviously, now remember, Cam Ward ascended. Shedeur Sanders ascended. So maybe...
I guarantee you Shedeur Sanders is watching film.
Maybe, you know, he could change some of his habits. Maybe he could change. Just remember, his receivers dropped everything this year. They had the most drops I've ever seen in college football history. So, like, they're you know, Carson Beck could have been in a very different situation and in the playoff and performing, and now none of that is possible.
Fair.
And you have a bad taste in your mouth with him. He has a chance to improve on that. We have talked all week about Baker Mayfield and his ascension, you know, from one year to the next. Became a totally different player, and then he was number one overall pick. So, you know, let's revisit this a year from now. We could be told, we probably will be totally saying different things.
Hey, if Shedeur Sanders' dad says that he ain't playing in Cleveland, fine. We can recalibrate. We can readjust. I'm just pointing out that's a cautionary tale for the future if we're talking Carson Beck.
I'm with you right now that the draft class for next year doesn't look anywhere near as appetizing as I think people were saying 3 months ago it would look for next year.
Because I can find you a lot of flaws, and maybe Drew Aller will change a lot of things over the next year. God, I hope so. But of course, according to everybody last week, not a chance. Okay, how do you feel about that? Garrett Nussmeier, who I said would maybe be a dark horse to be the number one overall quarterback taken, he's going back. A lot of people not excited about him. They had a down year at LSU. Like, these things are not going to be perfect. And the one guy that everybody's excited about, you've only seen him in a handful of plays. And they started a game because of the injury. Started a couple games because of the injuries. So really, you've only seen barely a snippet of maybe what he can do or what's to come. I'm not sure. And there's still no guarantee, because of the family he comes from, because of how choosy they've been, that he's going to come out in 2026. And if I don't know if he's going to come out in 2026, what's the point of losing all these freaking football games for a guy if I can't guarantee he's going to be there? And do you think the Manning family wants to be around a bunch of losers? Go ask Archie what he thought about his time in New Orleans. He tells everybody he sees.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.